Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection, you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I am Chris. He is Rob. We are live from the TireRack.com studios on a funky flashback Friday. And TireRack.com, it's awesome because they'll help you get there. They've got an unmatched selection, fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, and more than 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. All right, we got a big hour for you. Mark Willard of 95.7 The Game in the Bay Area, also a Fox Sports Radio weekend host, did weekends with myself and Rob back in the day before we became the Odd Couple. And so it's an old friend, but we'll get into the Christian McCaffrey trade and also the Golden State Warriors and talk about them and Draymond Green, I'm sure, too. So really good power-packed interview that should be at the bottom of this hour. But, Rob, let's go to L.A., La La Land. And La La Land seems to have a little extra meaning when you're talking about the Lakers now because it feels like they in La La Land, all right? Like crazy. Meshuggah, as you would say. They're 0-2.
Yes, Chris, I like it. Meshuggah, I got you using it. Meshuggah. For people who don't know, that's Yiddish for crazy.
Yes, I had no idea before Rob started saying it all the time. But yes, they're 0-2. And Rob, last night, and I am not going to pile on Russell Westbrook. I believe they should trade him when they can. I thought a trade they should have made came back to bite them last night. Should have traded him for John Wall. Should have traded him, right? Him and a pick would have got
Wall
you John
fine
Wall.
To me.
John Wall looked good. 15 points, about 23 minutes.
He looked good to me, Chris.
Yes, looked good.
And has something to prove to people.
Yep, 15 points in 25 minutes. And Rob, here's the other, there's that, but there's also this. John Wall is more of a traditional point guard. Not that he's like a pure traditional point guard. He ain't John Stockton.
No, because he's looking for his shot.
Right. Right, right. But he's more of one than Westbrook. He shoots it better than Westbrook. He's not a great shooter either, but he shoots the jumper better than Russ. And Rob, he can accept being a role player and be a role player because of his skills better than Russ. Right now, he's a role player with the Clippers. He's coming off the bench. At best, he would end up being their third best player. And he's cool with that. And so they should have made that trade. They didn't. So I'm not sitting here defending Russ. All I'm saying is they got issues way bigger than Russ. And I can talk. We're going to talk about his performance. But I think I'm going to try to give some insight into his performance. But he was 0 for 11. That's what everybody's talking about, Rob. 0 for 6 from Trey and had 2 points. When he was asked after the game how he played, he said he thought he was solid. Said, I played hard. That's all you can ask. LeBron, for his part, said he was great. Yeah, so that's right. What it's come to for the Lakers.
Right. I mean,
the standard has dropped. The bar has been lowered.
like this is the other thing too, Chris. And I get it. Reporters, you don't want to pile on. You got to be very sensitive when you ask questions. Okay, the game is just over. But that was, you know, like
throw a few softballs.
Right. But to assess, like, I think my thing would have been, Russ, have you ever been 0 for something in a game? You know, like I would have been like, can you believe you didn't make a basket?
Right.
When was the last time you played in a game and didn't make a basket? Like,
that's
where I would have gone. Like, I could, Russ.
Because you're going to get a better answer.
Right.
He would have been like, man, I know, Rob. Like, really, Rob. Like, if you're a beat writer, he knows you. Yeah, I know, Rob. Like, honestly, I don't know. Freshman
maybe
in high school.
Right, or something.
Yeah, you know, yeah.
And it would be like,
that's a good quote.
Yeah when I looked at it, I just was off all night. I just wouldn't fall for me.
Right.
It was weird. I'd never been in this place. You know, you might get, but asking him to assess it, I just didn't think that, like, there was enough there. What are you going to say? I'm terrible? Like,
I know.
Chris,
no,
like,
you're
like,
right,
no.
Rob. And that's what. For those out there who want to, you know, be reporters,
yes,
you do have to think about how can I get the quote out of this guy. You're not trying to trap him, but you should know if you just ask how you feel about the way you play. Well, he's either going, you know, it's not going to be a great answer, most likely.
Right, and that how do you feel? Like, it's just, it's not, and you got to deep just a little bit. Better than that. I thought the question was like, okay, I don't want to say nothing to get him mad at me. You know
right.
what I mean? So, Russ, it's not about assessing your play because otherwise, Chris, other than the shooting, he did some other stuff. So to me, it's all about the shooting when a guy of his caliber, a former MVP, gets no field goals. I mean, isn't that the story?
Well, and here's what I'll say about it. Because I actually think when Russ says solid, he was right. LeBron overdid it by saying he's great, but that's your teammate. You're trying to support him. He's embattled and all that, right? But I thought Russ was solid. And here, let me explain before people jump on me. Rob, his defense was good. He had 5 steals. And there was a stretch in the meat of the game, like late in the fourth quarter, about 4.5 minutes left, where he played some great defense on Kawhi Leonard and got 3 straight steals. They didn't lead to points. It wasn't his fault, though. Lonnie Walker missed some layups and, you know, but Russ got 3 straight steals. He only had 1 turnover, Rob. He played with energy. And here's what when Russ said solid, you know, I played hard, that's all you can ask. To me, you know what he was saying? I'm a role player now. I went out there and did what role players do. I played hard. I played with energy.
Right.
I made some things happen. I made some defense. Now, maybe he's, I ain't saying he's happy being a role player, but that's what he did. And Rob, I'm Russell Westbrook as a role player is not going to be that good. If you get energy, defense, you know, some hustle, maybe a big play or two here or there, that's all you can hope for. Because, Rob, he's not a good shooter even when he's in rhythm.
Right, right.
And so now he's never going to be close to rhythm as a role player. Russell Westbrook is the type of player that needs the ball in his hands. He needs to be controlling it. And that's how he gets in his groove.
And we said this.
And he'll never be in his groove. He's going to get 8 to 11, 12 shots, 6 to 12. Rob, he ain't going to shoot a high percentage shooting 8 shots a game. And he's just not.
It's just not going to happen. And that's what we talked about when the trade was made. I mean, we're not patting ourselves on the back, but we just didn't see how this was.
It didn't take Dick Vitale to know that.
No, and there were people, some who thought, oh, this is going to be great because he'll can let LeBron rest, right, in AD, and he'll be the main guy out there and all that. That was what they talked themselves into. Right. But most people, I remember most analysts were like, this is not a match. This doesn't fit. This is not going to work. I know we said it like the day the trade came down.
Rob. I dismissed it out of hand.
I remember at first when you were like, rumor, oh, what?
The rumor came out that, oh, the Lakers are interested in Westbrook. I was like, please. That's ridiculous. There's no way. You know, like, I mean, it made no sense, Rob. That's how nonsensical. And I'm not insulting Westbrook because, Rob, I'm going to be honest. I think if Russ went to another team, like if they traded him to Washington, or if they make this trade with the Pacers and the Pacers are tanking and it's the Russell Westbrook show for a year because they got to draw fans, I'm not sure he couldn't average a triple-double.
Now, let me say this.
I think he definitely will put up good numbers.
Here's the crazy thing, Chris. You remember when they do the polls with the GMs?
Yes.
80% of the GMs picked the Lakers last year.
To win the championship.
To come out of the West. Just think about that and lose to the Nets. So they had him in the championship. But just think about this. Yeah, coming out of the West and then they
that
were losing.
That was out of respect for LeBron and maybe AD.
Yeah, but that was crazy that that's what the GMs thought. But I never saw it working. And you're right. It had to be the AD factor. And because they had won in 2020, you know what I mean? Like, but I didn't think it would work. Most people thought they would be decent, not as bad as they were a year ago. So,
well, Rob, and here's the other thing. Now, I don't know. I want your opinion on this. I liked the Patrick Beverley pickup. I liked it from day one. Now he can. I know he's the type of guy that can get on your nerves.
He's annoying, but he's annoying.
Gosh. You'd hate to play against him,
but you love him on your team.
He might even bother you, just you know, with all his talking. You know, he was on the bench yesterday doing a lot of talking. It looked like AD and LeBron are kind of like, man, this dude. But
they were looking, still, you know what? They were looking for a volume button so they could turn him
right,
back.
Right, right, right. Exactly. However, you said it. On the court, I want that dude on my team. I would hate to play against Patrick Beverley. He's strong. You know, sometimes there were guys, I mean, he's not in this category, wild guys that are strong. They don't know really how to play. He knows how to play, obviously. But they just get in your grill and bother you. And he's talking and he's yapping and he's quick and he's strong. And it's just, you could see he was bothering guys yesterday on the Clippers. And so I like that pickup, Rob, but I don't like him next to Westbrook.
Right.
Because neither one, that means you got two guys out there who just can't shoot.
Who can't shoot. And in this NBA, Chris, you got to be able to shoot. It's just no ifs, ands, or buts about it, and that's the issue you have.
And I'm going to say this, though, because we're seeing this a little bit in the NFL, Rob, and I welcome it. You're seeing teams win different ways. Baltimore plays one way. Philadelphia with Jalen Hurts plays away. Obviously, you got Mahomes and Josh Allen play away. But we're seeing teams do things differently again, which I like. And Rob, the Lakers, I hear you because you have to have some degree of shooting. But the Lakers throw up threes like they're Golden State.
Right.
They're fifth. I know it's two games, but they're fifth in the league in three-point attempts.
Yeah, I don't get that either, and I understand that that's the game, but that's not what you do well.
Right.
So that doesn't make a lot of sense.
Right. They're not beating teams. You're not, Rob, they're 29th in the 30-team league in three-point percentage. I get it. It's early. They'll improve. But right now, they're 22%. And I'm like, I got LeBron, who's a great driver of the basketball. I've got AD, who can dominate in the paint. I got Westbrook, who can drive the basketball. Like, they can't just settle for threes. And I see all the pundits saying, they're good looks. They're open. Yeah, they're good looks. They're open for a reason.
Exactly.
LeBron said it after game one.
And it's true, Chris. You know that. If you're playing somebody and you don't think they can make it, you'll leave them open
Absolutely. Until
they start making some shots. And then you'll D up on them. Go ahead.
Right.
Shoot. We'll let you shoot. Go ahead. And you better knock them down.
They don't, I know Darvin Ham, Rob, you know, they in Milwaukee, that 4-1-in, 4-out offense, you can't run that with the Lakers because they just don't have anything close to the shooting. And everybody's shooting poorly. And so they got a lot of work to do, or it could get ugly real fast, Rob.
Yeah. Whole idea that Rob Pelinka is saying they got a 20 game window before they decide to do anything. Chris, 20 games? Really?
Yeah. I mean, look, I don't think they'll be out of, obviously, mathematically.
No, but I'm just saying,
it. Thinking about home court advantage.
So if they start out 0-7, if they start out 0-7, you know the schedule's tough. You're going to sit there and go, we're not doing anything yet. No, we'll wait. We got to wait till 20 games.
No, I think his thinking, I hear you, but I think his thinking. And we'll see if it comes to pass.
An injury or something with somebody?
Well, look, Rob, everybody's looking at that big French kid, Victor Wembanyama, 7'3". You've seen him.
Right.
And I think if teams start poorly, you know, and obviously they know they're not that good anyway, you might see some teams unloading guys, you know what I mean, to get worse because we're not going to be good anyway. So maybe a good veteran comes available. I think that's the thinking, but can you wait that long? You know, because to your point, the Lakers are trying to make the playoffs, and I don't know how long they can wait. All right, 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in. 877-996-6369. All right, we got Russell Westbrook, 0-for-11. Is he the main problem with the Lakers, or is there more? It's your turn to weigh in, and what should they do with him? And why are they shooting so many? They're just questions galore. However you want to attack it, we're talking Lakers. We leaving it up to you because it's a lot to be talked about. 877-996-6369. It's the iCouple Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
This is Steve Covino.
And Rich Davis.
And together, we are Covino and Rich.
Covino and Rich.
Thanks, buddy. That's right, Covino and Rich, Fox Sports Radio's newest hit show. Heard weekdays from 5 to 7 Eastern, 2 to 4 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Every Covino and Rich show is available as a podcast. Just search Covino and Rich wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe.
I'm such a rockin' dude.
The show features our unique take on sports, injected with some fun, humor, and relatability.
Listen to Covino and Rich 5 days a week on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Covino and Rich, give me a hell yeah!
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. It's if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
We're live from the TireRack.com studios, and we can sit here and talk about how complicated and complex other banks make it for you to redeem your credit card rewards, or we can talk about how with Discover you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. It's amazing. Learn more at Discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms do apply. 877-996-6369. We're talking Lakers, however you want to take it.
All right, Chris, let's kick it off with Morgan in Bakersfield, California. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What up, Morgan?
Hey, what's up, guys? Love the show.
Thank you,
love
buddy.
Love it for you. From beginning all the way up. Keep on going.
Appreciate
Thank you,
it,
brother.
Yeah. I'll say this about the Lakers. I was really trying to think about this while you guys were on commercial break, and the best thing I could think of was, when I was a kid, my grandma used to make this thing called goulash. I don't know if either one of you guys know what that is, but
it's basically throw a bunch of stuff together,
but you got in the pantry in the kitchen.
Right.
And I feel like that's what the Lakers are trying to do, and they're trying to make it rotisserie or trying to make it gourmet. And with Russell Westbrook, he's just a part, like you guys alluded to from the get-go, it just doesn't fit. And right. they're trying their hardest to make it fit. And it's sad because Westbrook was a great player. And this is how his career is going. But I think that's what it is, guys. I think it's just not a fit. And sometimes it just isn't. and they're just too stubborn to realize it.
Nah, you're right. And that's the thing, man. Basketball is a sport where you need chemistry. Pieces need to fit. You can't just throw together a bunch of pieces. Now, Rob, I didn't even think LeBron and D-Wade and Bosh, particularly LeBron and Wade, were the greatest fit. But those two were so good, and they certainly fit better than Westbrook with LeBron, but they were so good that they made it work. But chemistry is important.
No, big time. Not all sports, you don't need it, but basketball especially. There's no doubt about it. Let's go to Leonard in Reno, Nevada. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Leonard?
Yo, what up, Chris? What up, Rob Parker? Man, I missed you guys so much, man. Hey, this is my yearly phone call. Hey, first of all, Rob Parker, man, out rolling home from work yesterday, cruising by my Hobie's Casino out here in wonderful Sun Valley, Nevada.
Yes.
I heard Shekel City. I did an immediate U-turn and went to the casino and said, you know what, let me take this Arizona Cardinals because Rob Parker said so. And let me take this clip joint because Rob Parker said so. Little two-team parlay for $20. Thank you for the $72.50.
Yeah!
Rob Parker. When you come out here, it's to Reno, Nevada, I'm going to set you up with a plate of wings. We're going to go on a cat house adventure, and I'm going to shine, baby.
So I love it.
When you come out here, look me up. And Rob, don't worry about the cats out here. They all graduated. You don't have to put them through school, baby.
Oh, there you go. No doubt about it. Hey, I appreciate that. I'm glad you made a couple shekels.
Does he have anything to say about the Lakers?
He's happy.
He just shouts.
You know, you make your stop, Chris. Nice. You're on your way home, you get a nice little $20. It turns into $72. You'll take the $52, wouldn't you? Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
That's more gas money.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
All right, thank you, Steve. We're live from the TireRack.com studios. Our next guest did a show on the weekends here on Fox Sports Radio with myself and Rob at various times. Now he's still on the weekend here at Fox Sports Radio, but also hosts his own show on 95.7 The Game in the Bay Area. That's Monday through Friday. Our man and good friend, Mark Willard. Mark, what's up?
My guys, I will never, ever tell which one of you I enjoyed working with more. That's my problem.
Don't hurt Chris's feelings.
I know the truth, Mark. I know the truth. And here's the thing. Both of us are absolutely 100% convinced in our minds.
I know, right? It's the other one.
Right, right.
That's exactly how I want it. Perfect.
And let me say this first. Mark Willard, we had a bet about the Niners going to the Super Bowl or winning, right? And he's been there
five and a half years.
I think you owe me wings the next time I come to San Francisco.
No, I think we got one more year. It was, if I remember correctly, it was the Garoppolo contract, and I bet you $200 that the Niners would win the Super Bowl with Jimmy Garoppolo as the quarterback, and with 7 minutes to go in the Super Bowl in 2019, I was counting money.
Yes.
I was counting my money. And now here we are. Then they draft Trey Lance, and I thought I was done. But here's Jimmy Garoppolo again. So I got one more shot at it now.
All right. I can't wait for my $200. I got that spent already. All right.
Yeah.
Did we have a bet, Mark? Didn't you? Or did we just argue about it? Because I remember
probably just
talked
argued.
We talked about Garoppolo and the Niners too. But, okay, so look. Do you obviously if McCaffrey's healthy, I don't think anybody debates that he's going to help the Niners. Let me ask you this though: does he, if he's healthy, do you think the Niners become the definitive favorites in the NFC?
Well, you know what? What's interesting is that I would say yes if life always poured out on paper, which obviously it doesn't. But like, I don't know that anyone would argue that if you look at the 49ers, we think their defense is probably the best in the NFL, certainly on a very, very small list. And then on the offensive side of the ball, if you just list their weapons, you're like, oh my goodness now, right? McCaffrey and Debo and Kittle and Brandon Ayuk, and now they've got the stable of running backs. Their starters are going to move to beat their backups, and all that, and certainly Jimmy Garoppolo is not one of the top QBs in the game. But you figure with Kyle Shanahan, they can call enough plays to get those guys loose. But they haven't done it yet. They haven't done it yet this year. They haven't looked like that. And so we need to see it. But if you look around the NFC, which feels very gettable, and I think it's why they did the deal, you look up and down the NFC and go, okay, this feels like a conference we can go win if we add even more to this. Philadelphia is very good, but they don't feel dominant. Dallas is really good on defense. Even Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers don't really look like
struggling.
They have in the past.
Right.
Right. So it feels like a gettable conference.
Absolutely.
So if they start to play the way that you know, the talent, if the play matches the names, then, yeah, they should be.
Yeah. Look, I think they're certainly there. I agree. And I'm with you. Rob and I both, as do you, like Garoppolo. But the one reason, as much as he does win, clearly, the reason I can't, Mark, say that they're the definitive favorite is because he's not a star quarterback. And right. It's hard to say that when a team doesn't have a star quarterback.
Well, that's true. There's no debating that. Although I can, you know, as a quick aside, you sort of look around the NFL this year and you go, wait a minute, who are the star quarterbacks outside of Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes? Because something has happened offensively in the NFL this year where, you know, we just mentioned Brady and Rodgers. Take someone like Russell Wilson and you're just like, I'm not sure. I don't know what's going on here anymore. But what I will say is this, is maybe we're focused too much on that side of the ball. Historically, over the last 10 years, if you've got a top five defense, then you're going to be a factor in January. And the 49ers absolutely, unequivocally have that. I think they've got the best defense in the game. So Garoppolo, he's not elite, but he only needs to do so much
in order
for them to be effective.
Yeah, and last year they won two playoff games where he didn't throw a touchdown. I mean, that's the weird part about it, right? In Dallas and Green Bay. But anyway, what's the feel up there as far as, you know, were people thrilled to get Jimmy G and then, you know, he had one good game, he had another bad game. What is it? Is it still a split decision for people on Jimmy G?
To a degree, but I mean, I remember talking to you guys right after the Trey Lance injury and mentioning that there was a little bit of an anger toward Kyle Shanahan for Trey Lance running too much, but also a relief that Jimmy was there. And then he came out that very next week and had that embarrassing performance on Sunday Night Football. Right, but since then he's been pretty good. Even in their loss against Atlanta, it really wasn't on him. So it's the quarterback conversation here has settled down. Kyle Shanahan has actually had a lot more focus on him because Jimmy's been good, and if Jimmy's good, then it's like, why aren't you scoring more points? Oddly, their passing game has been better than their run game, and so I think we can focus on two things there. A, their superstar left tackle Trent Williams has been out. He's going to be back this week. And now, even if it's in a limited role, you're going to start to infuse Christian McCaffrey into the whole thing. And the thought is that'll get the run game going. They've been facing a lot of second and nines and third and eights. And if they turn those into second and fives and third and twos, they're going to be a very, very good football team.
Let's if you don't mind, Rob.
I want to ask one other thing. Go ahead.
Let's go to the Warriors. Draymond Green, obviously we know what happened with him and Jordan Poole. Rob and I didn't like him putting out that little docu-series, or not series, but documentary, 21 minutes on TNT on opening night it was about the preseason, but obviously it had a nice chunk about his fight with Jordan Poole, or his punch of Jordan Poole. We just thought, why? Like, let it rest. Let it get behind you guys. And it seemed like he just opened up the wound and poured salt in it, maybe just as they're beginning to start the healing process. I'm not saying, neither one of us was saying it's going to ruin the season, but it just seemed like something that might, to be honest, make people think a little bit differently about Draymond. Like, why are you doing this? And so what was your take and the fans' take out there?
I think you guys are spot on, and so there's a few things here. Number one, you know, it seems like there's a player from the 80s or 90s every day who's there to be like, this is no big deal. This happens all the time. And I don't even know if that's true, false, or otherwise, but here's what I know. This Warriors team, this group, is not okay with what he did. They're flat out not okay with what he did. They're not over it. The locker room is very icy right now. And then there's two things that, or maybe even three, that sort of happened after his initial apology. He had a follow-up press conference where, after multiple Warriors were like, he needs to earn our trust back, he questions the mere idea of trust.
Wow. Followed right. by camaraderie. Right.
Right. Followed by the documentary you guys are talking about, which I don't think went over very well. Followed by, on opening night against the Lakers in the third quarter, with a 20-point lead, he calls LeBron over to the bench and starts dapping him up and talking to him on the sideline. And you can see the entire Warrior bench right behind him sort of all look car sick right, as this is happening right in front of them. And Andre Iguodala even making a derogatory sort of maneuver with his hands that would suggest, I'll just say, Draymond is kissing up to LeBron. Let's put it that way.
Right.
So if you look at all that and put it all together, and then add in what you guys are asking about the fans are very, very much frustrated with Draymond Green. I put it this way. If you had a pro and con list for Draymond Green, the con list has 30 things on it. But unfortunately for them, the pro list only has one thing, but it's a very big thing, which is at this point they still feel like they probably can't win the title without him. And so that's the leverage that he has.
Right.
But make no mistake, he has lost a lot of fans. And for the moment, he has lost the locker room.
Yeah, that's refreshing to hear, because I don't know. And from the standpoint of, I don't know, you know, Mark, they said the reason that they didn't suspend him was because they wanted him to be there for ring night. You know, like, I'm just thinking to myself, really? How about pushing ring night back if you really want Draymond to be there? But there should have been more. It just felt like he got away with something.
Rob, think of it this way, because you're not wrong, and a lot of people share your opinion, I know, but think about it this way. They did come out publicly and state that they were not planning to suspend him prior to the video going public. And I think that that's significant, because then the video comes public, and that's when everybody was like, wow, this looks terrible. You probably need to suspend this guy. And my thought is, if I'm Jordan Poole and I watch my organization and they know what happened, but they're not going to suspend him, but then it goes public and then they say, now we're going to suspend him, it looks like they're kind of pandering to fan pressure rather than protecting me, one of their big assets. So I think they got caught in a spot where they had sort of rendered their opinion, and then it went public. And so they're very aware. Steve Kerr and Bob Myers have been very, very open about, we know we're going to get criticized, but this is the way we've decided to move forward and just try to move on as quickly as possible. I think that they'll, as they did on opening night, they'll play good basketball with him out there. They'll be good soldiers. But again, this is not over, and it does threaten some things with this team this year. And I also think, you know, if you ask them right now, it'll be interesting to see if he opts in to his contract next year, because they would probably like to move on as quickly as is possible.
All right, that's our man Mark Willard, 95.7 The Game in the Bay Area. Great stuff, man. And look, between me and you.
No, it's all right. I understand. Chris has some deficiencies. And, you know, you remember how the ratings plummeted on Sunday. Saturday, they were through the roof.
I'll never tell.
All right, Mark. Tell the family say hello, man, for real.
All right, brothers. Good to talk to you.
All right, man. Later. More I Couple coming your way, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notified, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right. Game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
All right, it's the iCouple live from the TireRack.com studios. Brought to you by the Breeders' Cup World Championships. And that's coming to iconic Keeneland, November 4th and 5th. Don't miss it. The world's best thoroughbreds will be there racing for their share of $31 million in purses and awards. So visit BreedersCup.com to watch all the action live on November 4th and 5th. Rob, Deion Sanders doing a terrific job at Jackson State as the head coach. He was recently interviewed on 60 Minutes. And Rob G, do we have any sound of that or not? We don't have sound. But he was saying, Rob, as much as he's, you know, trying to build up the program at Jackson State and has been, I think they're undefeated. They might be the top historically black college team in the country. And it's at the Division I AA level. He was saying, though, if he gets an opportunity for a Power 5 job, he would have to look at it. He would have to take it seriously. He's making $500,000, Rob, as the head coach of Jackson State.
That's a lot of money there, right?
There.
That's what I said. That's a lot of money.
But obviously it's not a lot compared to what, you know, most coaches around the country are
right. No, I just meant, I meant, yeah, at that program. Of course, he should take a look at it. If he's serious about coaching and there's opportunity. I love what he's done with HBCU and putting it on the map. But that should open up the spot for somebody else. There are other coaches out there. He's not the only one. This should show that it's viable, that you can, you know, get some kids and do something. And then maybe that becomes a new pipeline. So I wouldn't be mad at him totally. Philly's just made a big error, Chris. It's 1-1 now in the fourth inning. I just give you an update. Padres still threatening.
Yeah, I got it on. Yeah, I wouldn't be mad at him at all. I would love to see him stay at Jackson State and really build that program up into something special. But it shouldn't all be on Deion. I would love to see just us as African-Americans put more into the HBCUs financially. Even if you didn't go to one, I didn't go to one. You didn't go to one.
You know what? I'm glad you said that.
Most of my family went to one. You know, my brother, some of my cousins, my parents, and all my uncles and aunts went to HBCUs, Xavier in Louisiana.
And let me say, you know, I started the two scholarships at Southern Connecticut last weekend and all that. But, Chris, my plan is I'm going to do one at Columbia, but I'm also going to do one at an HBCU, even though I didn't go to an HBCU. I think it's important to give back, just what you talked about. I've already thought about that, and I'm trying to figure out what school I'm going to do it at. But I want to do a sports writing scholarship as well. I think it is important. It's stuff we need to do, even if we didn't go.
As African Americans, and I think this is true, other ethnic groups that, you know, may feel like they're misrepresented or underrepresented in some aspects of society, we need to build up institutions. We need to build up institutional power. And that's what the HBCUs could represent. And sports, because African Americans have been so dominant, could be a huge way to do that. But like you said, it would be hypocritical to condemn Deion Sanders if he say next year he were to go to
Florida and be
State
mad at him. No,
because you and I probably could have written at the Amsterdam News, and I wrote at the New York Times, and you wrote at Newsday, and so it just. You know, it's not saying you have to go to an HBCU. I wouldn't condemn any players for not going there. But I think, because it's a sacrifice. As Deion making a sacrifice, as the players he got that could have went to bigger schools making a sacrifice. And that's why I think if we built them up, Rob, those schools, and certainly in this case, their athletic facilities and programs, it wouldn't be as much of a sacrifice. You know what I mean?
Right.
That would be better.
Yeah, no, that's a good point. And, you know, there should be more backers and people to build these things up. All these big corporations, Chris, who benefit from black people, goods and services and stuff. You know what I mean? Like, they should get back into that, into those things, and it would be important. So
absolutely. And Deion's brought a lot of that, a lot of big-time corporate sponsors to Jackson State. Keep it locked.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.